You're listening to Cavalier Corner on ESPN Radio in Virginia.
Back in here on Cavalier Corner as we continue along across ESPN Radio in Virginia, taking you inside all Jefferson Forest High School athletics on Cavalier Corner. We shift different focuses each week. Swimming again this week is Upper Crust Pizza Student Athlete of the Week, Tara Inneking, joins us now on Cavalier Corner. Tara, just a sophomore and already a state champion at JF, do you expect to have that kind of success this soon?
I really didn't. I'm on cloud nine still. It was very exciting. Found out I won and broke the state record in the 100 breaststroke. And just so blessed to have such a great team for me.
What's it like? I mean, you go into an event like this. Do you know you have a chance to win a state title? Is it just personal best? What's the mindset?
Well, so we start out with the heat sheet, and that pretty much lists all of our names with all of our times and the place that we're seated. But you don't really know if you're going to actually get that place because the heat sheet is just a list of numbers and names, and you don't know if you're going to do as well or do worse or better. And going to that, I had no idea I was going to do as well as I did and drop so much time.
A heat sheet, you know, is that something where generally most swimmers swim better than that? Is it worse than that? You know, how do you judge what you need to do to have your best race for yourself and for your team?
Well, a lot of times what we do, especially us year-round swimmers, is we talk to our coaches, whether that be Coach Ponder or my year-round coaches, Coach Ryan and Coach Blake. They talk to us before we swim, and they tell us what we need to do to have our best race. And they're just really helpful, and they really help us understand what we need to do. And usually when I talk to my coaches before I swim, I drop time because they just lay it all out.
Tara Inneking, Upper Crust Pizza Student Athlete of the Week, joining us here on Cavalier Corner. 100-meter breast champion, state champion, and record holder on top of that, too. Someone who won the states and set the record last year when you were just a freshman. What does it mean to you to break her record and do so the year after?
It's really surreal because as a freshman, I really looked up to this girl. Her name's Joelle. And her time was so much faster than mine. And I just remember thinking, what am I going to do next year when I have to swim against her? And she ended up not swimming this event, but I still ended up beating her time, which just shows how much I've improved since freshman year, which is really amazing.
What kind of satisfaction is there knowing that, no, it's not just because she didn't swim in this that you won, that you beat the best that she's ever done in this event?
It was really amazing. When I touched the wall and when I looked at my time and I saw it flashing, that means that I broke the record when the time flashes. And I almost like couldn't believe it. It was just surreal, and I was so happy. Like, I was flooded with happiness. I can't even explain how happy I was.
And it's not just part of your individual success, Tara Inneking, Upper Crust Pizza Student Athlete of the Week, who was discussing her state championship and state record in the 100-meter breast, but also being a contributor to JF's team success,
right?
Winning a team state championship. How much more joy, satisfaction, you know, how do you describe what it means to be a key participant and a key contributor to a team state championship as well?
It's just amazing, the fact that I helped our team do so well. And I got first, so I got all those points for our team in that event. And one of my best friends, Lexi Plogger, she got second. So she was right there with me, and she got so many points too. So that total, both of those points added up, that just contributed so much to our team's placing.
What's the dynamic like? You mentioned, you referenced Lexi Plogger, mm-hmm. who's another JF swimmer and a friend of yours, competing, you know, with her and against her. You know, does the friendship take a back seat?
No, it's really weird because most people would think that we wouldn't get along, say, if one of us won or if one of us lost. And we push each other our hardest, and sometimes I win, sometimes I lose, sometimes she wins, sometimes she loses. And it's a really like complex relationship we have because we understand each other, but we push each other so hard, and we're still amazing friends through all of it.
Would you be where you are without having somebody that close that pushes you?
Definitely not. Without Lexi, I don't think I would have been able to do any of this, because being next to her and racing against her, we push each other so hard. And we've said this to each other, like, without each other, we probably wouldn't do so well because we both really want to win.
100-meter breaststroke state champion Tara Inaking, Upper Crust Pizza Student Athlete of the Week, with us here on Cavalier Corner and part of JF's team championship as well. You have 5 different state cut times that you met to swim in. Why focus on the 100-meter breast and focusing on that particular stroke in general?
Well, I think I focused on those events in particular because those are the events I've been really working on. And breaststroke has always been the thing I've been good at. And I, even though I had state cuts in the other events, I saw the breaststroke as my biggest opportunity to do well and to place well in and give a good amount of points to my team in.
Now, you're just a sophomore. You swim for LY as well year-round. Plans to add any other events to your repertoire?
I think I could add the 200 IM to my list of events because that event in particular, I'm very close to a Y National cut-in, which is another big meet in May. Yeah, May. And I think if I continue to work on that event, I can get better at it and get bigger cuts for bigger meets.
For those that are less familiar with swimming, 100-meter breast, we know about the state championship, 200 IM, 50 as well, 50 free.
Right.
You play 7th for states in that. How different are each of those events?
They're very different. Every stroke is different, but the events in particular are extremely different. So the 200 is double that distance of a 100. So you have to know how to also pace yourself, and the IM, you're switching strokes, so you have to have good turns and good transitions into the different strokes. And the 200 is just different than the 100 and the 50 because you're not exactly like pushing yourself completely the whole time. You're still pushing yourself, but you still need to save energy because it's more of a longer distance. And so that's how it's different than the other events.
Mental, physical. Which one is the most just physically taxing? Which one's the most mentally taxing?
Oh, goodness. Out of all of the events?
Out of the ones in which you compete.
Out of the ones which I compete, I'd probably say physically, the 100 breaststroke is very hard for me because in the 100 breaststroke, I just push myself as hard as I can for the entire distance, and by the end, I'm very tired. But mentally, I'd probably say the 200 IM because it's kind of scary going into that event because it's a longer event. It's not the longest I've swam, but it's still longer than what I'm used to, and so I usually get scared going into that event a little bit.
A final question for you as we wrap things up here with Tara Inaking, Upper Crust Student Athlete of the Week on Cavalier Corner. Math, science, big focus of yours. AP Environmental as a freshman, AP Chem and Bio as a sophomore. You applied as well to the Governor's School and hoping to get in there. How do you juggle the demands of AP and certainly with swimming, which is a sport that requires a very big time commitment?
I try to get home as soon as I can after practice. I usually have something to eat before I start my homework so I can focus, and then I just sit down for a few hours and just focus and get all the work done that I can. And some nights I'm up really late, but it's worth it when I sit down and get my work done. It's worth it with the grades and with the work that I do.
Tara Inaking, Upper Crust Student Athlete of the Week here on Cavalier Corner. Tara, congratulations on the success so far, and good luck as you continue to grow your
career.
Thank
you.
Tara Inneking with us here on Cavalier Corner. A big thanks to her and fellow Upper Crust Student Athlete of the Week, Ben Davidson, for their time. We're back next Saturday, 10 to 10:30, right here across ESPN Radio in Virginia, talking a little JF Cavalier Lady, Lady Cavalier basketball and recapping their season. In the meantime, enjoy your weekend.
This has been Cavalier Corner, a look inside Jefferson Forest High School athletics. A special thanks to our partners, Clyde Smith Plumbing, the Central Virginia Federal Credit Union, Upper Crust Pizza, API Funds, Embrace Home Loans, and Kinetics Health Club. Cavalier Corner is an exclusive presentation of the Virginia Talk Radio Network.